Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Irish Independent this morning leading with private schools, usually a story the Irish Times goes with rather than the Irish Independent, but the Irish Independent have done a survey of 57 private schools in Ireland to find out how much they cost now, and some fees have gone up by €2,000, and they're blaming energy, staffing and food costs for private school fees rising. The highest fees, just if you're in the market to send your child to a private school, if you want to send your child to a private day school, the highest fees are at Glenstall Abbey in Limerick. And to go to school during the day there is €14,600, and that's up €667 on last year. And then if you're in the market for a boarding school, the most expensive boarding school is St. Columba's in Whitechurch in South Dublin. And the fees for this year, next year, are €31,322. That's up over €2,300 on last year. And the schools there are attributing the hike to inflation and catching up on frozen fees in recent years. And there's a two-page report inside the Irish Independent if you want to find out how much your local private school is charging. You'd want to have a lot of extra money and household income if you can spend over €30,000 on sending your child to boarding school. Think of all the other costs in households, but some people obviously interested in it, and that's how much it can cost. Irish Times on the front page, staying actually with education. You may be able to send your child to a private school, but there's issues trying to find teachers across the education sector. And apparently incentives are needed now to boost the supply of teachers. I presume that the unions would say we've been saying this for some time. New initiatives, including targeted bursaries for teachers and a universal teaching qualification, will have to be considered to resolve recruitment challenges faced by schools. The Department of Education believes. The Irish Times has had a look at some briefing documents prepared for Minister Hildegard Nocton, and there are 1,228 unfilled positions in primary schools and 621 at second level, and then 60 in special education. So you're nearly at 2,000 vacancies there of teachers. Now, apparently we have more than adequate numbers of qualified teachers in the state, but we still have this shortage. So we need to sort of square that circle. Also on the front of the Irish Times, lovely picture of people enjoying the winter solstice at Newgrange. Always very jealous of the people who get to go and see that. And I see that you could actually see the sun yesterday, which was nice. Also, a new system to electronically tag prisoners here is going to be run by a private company. So we're trying to ease chronic overcrowding in our prisons. The UK and the US have tagging. Now we're going to have it in Ireland. There is still confusion, though, about who's going to be responsible when the prisoners are tagged. And apparently it's going to be a private company. But there's questions over how a private company is going to interact with the guards and the prison service. So what can possibly go wrong? Irish Daily Mail, how homeless issue now driven by migratory pressure. This is the Taoiseach saying that homelessness is being driven by migratory pressure. New figures seen by the Daily Mail show a third of adults in emergency accommodation are from outside the EU. On the front of the Irish Examiner, they have an interview with a woman called Anne-Marie Duffy, who's living in a B&B in West Dublin. And she says, it's like being in prison and the council owns me. I have no privacy. I'm living in one room with three adults. I don't own my own life. Anne-Marie Duffy lives in a B&B with her husband and her three children, one of many families in the throes of the national housing crisis. We have 16,000 people in emergency accommodation at the end of October. Sorry, nearly 17,000. 16,776. And there's one case study on the front of the Examiner. Inside the papers then, staying with the Irish Times, we've missing artwork in the state. And it's not worth a lot of money. Well, relative, I suppose. It's worth between €100 and €1,150. So the news is that 37 state-owned artwork pieces have gone missing, according to the OPW. The majority of them are valued at €500 or less, but we don't have the details of the individual works because they're still doing an audit to try and find out what's gone missing. And so they can't tell us what the works are. So 37 state-owned artworks. Don't know what's happened to them, don't know where they are. They're called unlocated. That's the new word we're using when things go missing from the state. So interesting to find out where they'll end up. Now, teddy bears are being cancelled. This is in the Irish Independent. Teddy bears are bad for children. So what they're saying is that teddy bears don't teach kids about nature and wildlife. And what the team of researchers in France have said is that they want teddy bears to look more like the real thing, so the children will have more of an understanding of animals from an early age. They say if a child's only exposure to bears is through characters, teddy bears, with human-like traits, they may grow up with a limited or skewed understanding of real wildlife. And this is a problem because for many children, their very first wild animal is a teddy bear that they hold in their arms at night. And this is a powerful gateway to caring about nature later in life. So teddy bears should look more like the real thing. I would think that teddy bears should look more like the real thing so that they frighten children into never approaching a bear because they're so scary. But apparently it's that they don't look enough like nature and wildlife. So that's that team from researchers in France who are saying this about teddy bears. There's drama with the Beckhams. This is in the Star. Apparently, Brooklyn Beckham has blocked David and Victoria Beckham on Instagram. This is big worldwide news, by the way. Cruz Beckham, who's another child of the Beckhams, has claimed that Brooklyn has blocked him and his parents on Instagram. David and Victoria were rumoured to be no longer following Brooklyn on social media, but Cruz hit back and says his parents woke up to find that they had actually been blocked by Brooklyn. So it wasn't that they've stopped following him. Apparently, they have been blocked. Apparently, they would never unfollow their son on Instagram. There's all sorts of drama of a family rift in the Beckhams there. And it looks like that the tensions have spilled over onto Instagram. So we'll see what happens with that. That could make for an awkward Christmas dinner. Finally, staying with Christmas, the Irish Independent has a survey about the things we forget to buy. I think Michael O'Leary's first business was selling batteries when he was a child on Christmas Day with his brother. I thought I heard this. Well, I see in the Irish Independent, batteries, spare gifts, tinfoil and sellotape are the most commonly forgotten Christmas necessities. And this is the biggest tip that parents give other parents on Christmas Eve when they're in their sitting room getting ready for the next morning, if you know what I mean. They forget to buy the batteries. This is your warning now. Get your batteries for some of the things that you may need on Christmas morning. The research was carried out by Tesco looking at spending habits of customers. A lot of people buying tin foil on December 23rd, which is tomorrow, but it's batteries number one, then a spare gift, tin foil, Christmas crackers and sellotape top the list of the most commonly forgotten items in the week up to Christmas. And when it comes to the recipients of Christmas gifts, the research shows teachers are those who we are least likely to forget. We always seem to remember to give a teacher a present, but we forget to give our neighbours a present.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.